Good morning. It's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As people decide whether to receive their second COVID booster shot, scientists are learning more about its efficacy. Zoe Reed from WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk explains what we know so far.
People over 50 are eligible to get a second booster at least 4 months after their third shot to increase their protection from the virus. The recommendation to do so comes as the highly transmissible Omicron BA2 subvariant spreads. Studies also suggest protection provided by the vaccines wanes over time, making older people more vulnerable to serious illness from COVID-19. Immunocompromised people over 12 and anyone who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine also are eligible. A study out of Israel found a fourth dose of the Pfizer vaccine significantly reduced the chances of becoming seriously ill from the virus. But the protection against infection is short-lived. University of Pennsylvania researchers, too, are learning more about COVID-19 vaccines and boosters. In a study published earlier this month, Penn researchers found that just two doses of an mRNA vaccine generate significant antibodies, which act like a shield against viruses. Though they wane over time, the researchers found that memory B cells are long-lasting. B cells can't prevent people from getting infected, but they can make a new batch of antibodies if a person gets a virus. The first booster significantly improves the amount and quality of antibodies, including against Omicron, the study found. The second booster also increases antibodies. However, the study found immune responses weren't quite as powerful as after the first booster. Penn immunologist Dr. John Wary is one of the study's researchers. He says the reason why the second booster might not be as powerful as the first could be that if a person already has a lot of antibodies, the boost is less efficient. There is some benefit to getting the fourth dose, though, especially for immunocompromised and older people, he says.
The value of the fourth dose in most healthy people is going to maybe top off the antibody levels a little bit. It may not provide an enormous boost to the underlying memory B cells and memory T cells. There still is benefit of the fourth dose, but if the third dose gave you X-fold benefit, then the fourth dose gives you like 1/10 of X-fold benefit, or maybe 1/5. So the benefit is still there, but just it's kind of diminishing returns. And yes, that's because you've been boosted effectively by that third dose.
Wary, about to turn 51, says he will hold off on getting his fourth dose because he's a healthy adult. Dr. Jeffrey Milstein is a regional medical director for Penn Primary Care. He says he recommends boosters for his patients based on their medical history and their lifestyle.
For instance, if it's someone who wants to do a lot of traveling or is in a profession where they have a lot of interaction closely with other people, then I would recommend those folks who are over 50 get the booster. On the other hand, if they're still fairly risk averse and they're wearing masks wherever they go and being cautious and they don't have any underlying conditions, then I would probably say, look, if you feel comfortable getting it, it's okay, although I wouldn't really strongly recommend it.
Dr. Ray Carter of Christiana Care says decisions around boosters are not one size fits all. That being said, he argues the data suggests boosters reduce a person's chance of being hospitalized or dying from COVID-19. That itself, he says, is enough to warrant a second booster.
And with likely additional variants on the horizon or uptick in cases potentially in coming months or seasons, that was the reason to really go forth with this recommendation for the second booster. In light of that, the things we're ultimately trying to prevent the most are hospitalizations and death. And so that's why this decision makes sense.
Wary says he believes young, healthy people could go longer between boosters. And he argues that because protection wanes over time, decisions around when to recommend boosters should be timed around new surges of the virus. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.